gorgeous well-being, sex and beauty. Brought to you by Gold Collagen. I'm really happy because I'm at the home of Jacqueline Hurst, who is someone who can help us upgrade our thoughts and transform lives. She can do it by helping us listeners. She's going to give us some tips on how to do it, but also she's going to tell us a course that she offers to people to train to be a life coach. Why should we train to be a life coach? By the way, welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you for having me at Radio Gorgeous and welcome to my home.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you, but it's all being created actually. Why should you be a life coach? There's so many reasons. First of all, you would be somebody who your friends will always come to you to talk to. You'd be somebody who was compassionate and empathetic. So you're going to be a special sort of person in the first instance to be someone who really wants to start to help people. My background has led me to create the Life Class, and it's led me to create a coaching course that is something that's a lot more personal for people. This will be a coaching course for people that want to help people with relationship problems, eating problems, you know, any stress or anxiety or confidence, self-esteem. If you're somebody who wants to help people, doing the Life Class, becoming a coach and starting to help people, you literally get out of bed every morning and you just can't wait to see what's coming next. It's really an exciting time.
You're offering this course. It's an online course. Is it like a Skype? How does it work?
Okay, so it's an online virtual life coaching course, which is quite new for the UK, which means, you know, for me, one of the big things about, I love studying and I love self-development and I love wellness, especially anything to do with mind management. And it wasn't, none of the courses that I saw out there were flexible to my schedule and my life. So the reason that I created this virtually is that you can sort of fit it around your life. What happens is on a Monday, you'll get all your modules delivered to you. So you'll go into the website and you'll get your module each week. And that's all video based. It's got worksheets and downloads and PDFs and all this kind of stuff. And sometimes audios too. And then on a Thursday, we have a class call. So that means that we all get onto a conference call. Right now, I'm sticking very simply to conference calling. It's a free conference call number, you know, and on top of that, all the calls that we do will be recorded and uploaded onto the website, which means if you miss the call, you just download it the next day and you can listen again. Big part of the Life Class is the community. The one thing that I want to do here is get people talking to each other so that people are starting to coach each other and help each other, and you build some really amazing friendships because you're in a group of like-minded people all helping each other as we go. So yes, of course, I'm there to support people and teach and show people, you know, how it works, but it's also about creating this forum of people where we're building this community and we're all starting to grow and take this journey together. So that's a really great part of the course as well.
Radio Gorgeous. Podcasts for women. Now, you say that you can teach people how to use their mind differently. We'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. And you can go on the course. Could you just go on the course because you wanted your own self-confidence? Could this course help you personally?
Absolutely. And this is another, you know, beautiful part of the course is you don't even have to take the exam at the end. If you don't want to be a certified life coach, but you do want to help yourself, manage your mind, live a life where you just choose to feel good no matter what is going on, which sounds like a really strong statement and I stand behind it because it's true, we can teach you that.
Okay, so intrigued. Come on, tell us, how can we kind of change our thoughts, mind?
That's everything that we're learning in the course. My story has brought me to this place of teaching people specific tools and techniques of how to do that. I think one of the tasters I could give you is that it's a lot of it is about becoming conscious and awake of what you're thinking about. So learning how to think about what you're thinking about. So you see, most of us, we walk around in our lives pretty asleep. We sort of think that, you know, all these different thought processes, we do get 40 to 60,000 thoughts a day. It's quite a lot. But most of the time we're on this negative repeat pattern that we don't even realize. So when we start...
So that's the voice in the back of the mind.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for me, I call it a thought process. So we don't even really know we're doing it. And it's leading us to results in our lives that we don't really want. if we're not getting the right results, we have to start thinking about what we're thinking about and start looking at that process to start to change how we think, which finalizes in changing your results in your life. So there's very powerful tools and techniques that people are going to learn here.
Come on, give us one.
It is life-changing. Yeah, give you one you can do.
Yeah, but our listeners can try.
Okay, so I would say that if you're struggling with a specific situation, I would say the first thing to do is write down all your thoughts. You know, just get a notepad and just write down everything you're thinking about this situation. And then take a step back and have a look at all of the things that you've written down. And have a look at these thoughts that are propelling me to feel good, or are these thoughts that are propelling me to feel bad? If it's the first instance and they're propelling you to feel negative, I would say to yourself, challenge yourself. Start to look for some evidence to prove that the opposite of those thoughts are true. Now, we never do this in our lives. We just stay on that negative,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But I will
lose weight. Oh, my stomach's fat. Oh, can't find this. My career's going badly. Oh God, it's the weather's terrible. You know what I mean? You can go from one disaster to another
exactly,
in your mind.
Exactly. So start to think about it. I've written a couple of articles recently for the Huffington Post, and both of those articles that I've written, one of them was called Detox Your Mind. And it's really about getting your mind straight before you get anything else straight. And I think that stuff is really important. You know, we're promoting in England at the moment, you know, nutrition, get your food right. And we're promoting get your body right and all this kind of stuff. But no one's really saying get your mind right. And in my personal opinion, until you get your mind right, the rest just doesn't stick.
Radio Gorgeous, brought to you by Gold Collagen. Now, is this because you've had problems? Can you tell us, Jacqueline?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, just sipping my coffee at the same time. I went through, you know, this is why I do what I do. It was quite a tricky childhood. I got into all the wrong situations around the age of sort of 15.
Drugs?
Yeah, drugs, serious alcohol, anorexia, bulimia, depression, anxiety.
Now, is that because of your upbringing? It must have been.
It wasn't my upbringing. I think what happened for me was that I just took many, many wrong turnings and, you know...
Met the wrong people.
Yeah. Look, it was a drip effect. You know, had a really tough time at school. I got bullied left, right and centre, and I would, you know, there was just so many different things.
Well, you can look and just see... I lurched from one thing to another.
Yeah, and I think ultimately as a kid, you know, I had a really tough time. And it was one of those things where I went through such severity of, you know, mental sickness in my head. You know, drugs for me were a huge part of being ill.
What drugs did you take?
I was severely addicted to cocaine and marijuana and for 10 years of my life.
I can't believe that. You should see, she's the healthiest, most positive woman you've ever met in your life.
It was pretty amazing. I mean, those, you know, for me, drugs really took me to a rock bottom. And, you know, on top of that, I was 5.5 stone in weight. My hair was falling out. I was pale. My nails weren't growing. I was sick. Periods had stopped. You know, I couldn't hold down relationships with my family, with my friends, with men, nothing.
I'm really intrigued about how your family dealt with it.
My family, you know, as with most addicts, you can't tell somebody what to do. So they would stand there on the sidelines and watch. And, you know, obviously everyone tried to you know, say to me, look, you need to get help. But nothing really was going to work for me until I hit a nervous breakdown at the age of 25. And for me, it was...
Tell me exactly what happened, kind of physically and mentally.
I just remember sitting down somewhere and just... You know, I was sort of in a squat at the time and I didn't have a job. I wasn't speaking to my family. I didn't have any friends. I'd like just fainted from not eating. You know, I was really sick. And I just remember sort of waking up on the floor of this squat, looking up and just thinking, I don't think I'm here for this. You know, I think I'm here for more. And I'm very spiritual. I believe in a, you know, higher power. I believe in the universe working the way it does. And, you know, it got pretty desperate until I decided that my life was going to change. And from that day
on... Was that on the floor you decided?
It was on the floor. And it was from that day on. And that was, you know, the 27th of August. You know, it was one of those things where I had to pull myself up. and
physically,
in every way, emotionally, yeah. in every way. And I think that's where my journey began, because I was looking so desperately to get help. And it was really difficult to get help. You know, it was one of those things where people could sit down and say to me, you know, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? Which wasn't really helping me. You know, I've got a very quick brain. And it was one of those things where I thought, you're never going to help me. You know, you've never experienced, you know, severe drug addiction. You've never experienced, you know, being 5.5 stone. You've never experienced boom, 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 boom. And it got, you know, in a way, it was a blessing in disguise that no one could help me, because it just made me claw my way through self-development. And, you know, I got better and better and better and better.
Self-help books.
Self-help. I did lots of courses. Yeah. I just, you know, I studied a course in miracles. I, you know, was studying courses in America. I was studying courses in London. I was speaking to loads of people. I was, you know, like a sponge. You know,
when did you start getting better, do you think?
So from the age of 25 is when I started to get better. You know, the first year for me was, you know, again, you won't believe this, but it was, you know, I couldn't look people in the eye. I couldn't talk to people. I couldn't, you know, I would walk around with 4 baseball caps on and, you know, hoodies, you
so
know.
You really had lost it.
Yeah, I'd lost it completely.
Yeah, lost yourself.
Exactly, right. So
do you think you ever had yourself before that?
I think that there was just a cloud of, you know, there was a cloud over me, and there was something where I just couldn't handle my feelings. I couldn't handle feelings. I couldn't handle feeling, you know, upset or lonely or sad or confused. You know, there was a lot going on for me at that time. And, you know, when I hit that mark of, right, everything was going to change, it was literally like a light bulb moment. And so things just started to change for me. And the more that things changed for me, the more that people just kept coming up to me and saying, hey, look, can I talk to you about this? Or could you, you know, what do you think about this? And hey, look, I've never said this to someone, you know, could I talk to you about? And it got to a point where, you know, I do believe that we're constantly shown messages through audio or visual. You know, we hear things, we see things, and it's just whether we choose to tune in or not. And I'm very tuned into that stuff. And it got to a point for me where I couldn't ignore it anymore. You know, I just had to start helping people as I was helping myself. And so that, you know, after my first year, really, that's when everything started to kind of really start to propel. And I would see people or speak to people on the phone for an hour and start to, you know, almost see clients, you know, and it started to just grow and grow and grow from there. And it hasn't stopped. You know, it's become, the last sort of 5 years has just, you know, it's just propelled, which has been fantastic.
RadioGorgeous.com. So you have an office. What do you do at the office? Is it the life coaching?
In my office, I use life coaching, and I work with people there. I specialize in emotional eating. It's one of my, that's my niche, really. So I work with people that have issues around food or body image. That's one of my favorite things to work with. So I did that. And I've obviously, you know, for me, it's gotten to a point in my office where, you know, there's only 8 hours in the day, and I can't, you know, do 8 hours 7 days a week, because my energy will go. I have to take care of myself too. And hence the life class was also born, because the aim of that was to help more people. That is the whole point of this school. So for me, I could grow it bigger. You know, I could grow, more people could grow, I should say, is the right way of putting it. More people can grow. I can reach more people by doing it this way. So that's what happens.
So how long is the course?
So the course is 8 weeks long. If you want to do the certification at the end, then you would do that on the 8th week. Once you pass that, you get a certification. You've got my name behind you called the Life Class. So obviously you're going to have to be really good. I've got very high standards in coaching. And then once you've got that, you're off. And
I was going to say, what about post-help though? Right, that's what people would need.
Absolutely.
You know?
And we cover quite a few things. Not only do we cover how to be a coach, or, you know, if you don't want to be a coach, how to manage your mind. If you do want to be a coach, we've covered all about marketing and advertising and how to actually get clients through your door, which is really important. We've covered how to run a business, which is also really important. And because you've come on the class and you've built that community and that forum, we've also got a closed group, which will move over to the Facebook page, which is a closed Facebook page once you've done that. And we'll be growing it that way too. So all the students will continually get together. I'll also be on that page too. And there's always going to be support. You know, that's very important.
So Radio Gorgeous is a global. People listen all around the world.
Wonderful.
Can people... Anyone that speaks English come to you?
Absolutely. Okay. Then the next course we're running will be April 2015 and then September 2015. So we're going to run them 3 times a year.
Fantastic, fantastic. Yeah. Jacqueline, I can't believe your story sitting here now because you seem so at peace, so happy and so fulfilled. And I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. That's so kind. You know, I am really passionate about what I do. And I am my own testament to showing people that I'm no different from you or them, right? We are all the same. We're all the same, ultimately. And if I can do it, right, from that far down, I know that you can do it too.
Gorgeous Wellbeing, brought to you by Gold Collagen. So listeners can go to thelifeclass.com.
Thelifeclass.com. And if they want to know more about me personally, it's just jacquelinehurst.com.
How do you spell Hurst?
It's H-U-R-S-T. But the Life Class is just thelifeclass.com. And that's the school.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been fun.
This has been a Radio Gorgeous production 2015, produced and presented by Josephine Pembroke, edited by Anna Palinkas.